the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, we will. You have to tell us twice.
Number five.
Our friend, Michael Steele. You know, he used to be the head of the RNC.
Yep.
He makes the top five today. Mm. Big deal on the cable today. He went on a tear over the president's comments on Roy Moore that all but outright endorsed the Senate candidate in Alabama. When Trump told reporters we don't need a liberal in the Senate seat, right? That was yesterday.
Yep.
Steele had to react. Very concerned. He says that that the president and those who think that Roy Moore is a good idea for the Republican Party, and this is a guy who used to run the Republican Party, they may be missing the point.
This isn't not about the Republican Party. They don't give a damn about the Republican Party. This is not even about the women in this case. They don't give a damn about them either. That's what's so sickening about what the president did today. And every self-respecting Republican needs to stand up and say, enough. You cannot side with Roy Moore on this. You've got nine women who've come out credible, laid their case out there, made that case to the people of Alabama, and the president is going to sit there and go, oh, well, he said he didn't do it. I mean, this is beyond stupid.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think it's worse when you say we don't care the character of someone as long as they're not liberal. I think that part, that sort of way of thinking is got to stop.
Well, at some point.
And the other side, too. When you've seen the same result with Franken, people have said the same thing. He needs to stay.
See, this is the thing. It turns into your tribe. It's your guy. No matter what he did, it's your guy. So we're going to stand by our guy. That's a very, very dangerous thing. That's the tearing of the fabric of the culture of being an American. Mm-hmm. You know, what happened to being an American? And you can, you know, family and God and all the rest of those things are important. They come, they can come before being a whatever you define yourself as politically. But if you are going to define, but if you're going to put your own humanity and your own morals and your own obligation to those around you who are weaker than you are, right? They can't make a, they can't defend themselves as kids would not be able to do.
Absolutely.
And you put your tribe over that. That's a bad thing.
It's a bad thing.
Now, I do get that these, you know, for Republicans, they're like, well, what are we going to do? Nothing we can do about it. We're going to put a liberal in there, and then all the hell is going to go break loose. I mean, so what do you, I don't know. Why? I mean, and Roy Moore is not going to, and Roy Moore, even let's say Roy Moore is completely innocent of these charges. This is completely, it had nothing to do with it. At some point, when the whole rest of the world goes, well, you did it, you got to get out of the way, doesn't mean he's got a right to be innocent, but he also has an obligation to his own party and to the United States Senate and to, you know, the world and to the Republican Party and to those who want to get the tax reform and everything done to ensure that someone else has a shot at voting for that. He's not going to get into the Senate until after the first of the year anyway, because the special election isn't until the middle of December. So, you know, they could push it by a month. He could step aside and they could push it by a month. Why doesn't he take responsibility for this? And he's got his own surrogates are out there, for example, who are defending him, saying, oh, well, yeah, he probably did do it, but
number four.
There you go. A prominent preacher who appeared alongside Roy Moore at a campaign rally a few days ago says that, yeah, sure, he dated teen girls, but he didn't have a choice.
You need to understand the 40 years ago, what the sits and Laban was like in Alabama. It wasn't unusual. Judge Roy Moore graduated from West Point and then went on into the service, served in Vietnam, and then came back and was in law school. All of the ladies that, or many of the ladies that he possibly could have married were not available then. They were already married, maybe somewhere. And so he looked in a different direction.
Oh, my God.
Direction. 15-year-old, 14-year-old.
Down. He looked down.
Wait, is the argument that there are no women left in Alabama to date of age, so we had to go for the underage? Isn't that what he's saying?
You have to understand the sits and leave end of the situation. Now, what was he saying there? Did anybody understand that word?
I don't know.
Is that something I should know and I don't know?
The seriousness?
Can you just play the beginning of that again?
You need to understand the 40 years ago. What the Sitzenleben was like
the
in Alabama.
I don't know. What is Sitzenleben?
Sitzenleben.
Sounds Yiddish.
Yeah. It does. Oh, my God. This is a Mishagasis guy right here. Let me just tell you. I mean, what is the Sitzenleben
situation?
That does sound like something you would have at a religious meal.
Seder dinner.
Right, Seder dinner. Like, pass the Sitzenleben.
Yeah. It doesn't really taste good, but it's sort of tradition, and so you eat it anyway, one of those.
Exactly. Did you hear that?
Fish.
Yeah. Essie died. Where's the Sitzenleben?
It's like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is, though. I think situation is what I would guess.
He said Sitzenleben.
I did. He clearly didn't say situation.
Maybe it's something down here in Alabama. Oh, my God. But wait. If you think that's... All right. That was creepy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait for it.
By the way, the lady that he's married to now, Miss Kayla, is a younger woman. He did that because, you know, there's something about a purity of a young woman. And there's something about something that's good, that's true, that's straight.
She was divorced at the time. I don't know if that qualifies. I mean, I don't know what distinction.
You're trying to make sense of what that guy just said. I want this to sink in. Play that one more time.
By the way, the lady that he's married to now, Miss Kayla, is a younger woman. He did that because, you know, there's something about a purity of a young woman. And there's something about something that's good, that's true, that's straight.
It is so wrong.
Even though she was like a 19-year-old divorcee. But whatever. Okay.
But there's a purity test for girls now?
Well, people don't understand is how difficult it is to find a woman with working parts down here in Alabama.
This is the part I just don't understand. He's justifying the behavior. He's not denying
this
it.
This is a pastor. This is his pastor. Pastor Flip. That's his name. I mean, come on. Come on. And then here's the thing. Republican Party can no longer, under any circumstances, one of the most effective tools that they have had rhetorically of the last 50 years is making people feel bad about being sinners. Right. And making people feel bad about not being, you know, devout. And they got to put that away now. They can't use it. Well, they'll still use it, which is it's the ultimate in hypocrisy. But I don't understand.
Well, devout to what? At some point, their parties have to be out of the way. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. What he did is wrong.
Don't you understand?
No.
Little lady.
No.
See, what the problem is here is that there were not enough adult women folk in the village at the time.
After the Vietnam War.
The Vietnam
7 years
War
later.
Happened. Many of them had gotten killed when the Viet Cong had invaded Alabama and killed them.
I'd love to see this.
It's like a whole retelling of history.
Don't get it.
I mean, this, first of all, was 6 years after the Vietnam War. And the reason they bring that up is they're trying to hide behind and remind people that he went to West Point and he served in the Army.
Yeah, it's sort of...
They're trying to remind you that, you know, he's a great American, you know, he's a war hero.
It's unbelievable that he's justifying the behavior.
Right. I don't know if he's actually a war hero, but he served, right? So,
yeah, he served. He went to West Point. It seems.
Yeah.
You know.
Was he a Green Beret or something, too? I think maybe.
That's
seem to remember that. But whatever the case, it's like, okay, that's a big deal.
But we'd like to remind you that then he came back and he did not have his pick of women folk, which he should have had because he was a big war hero. And so then we told him then there's some pretty girls in the freshman class over at local high school.
Except they're 14.
Well. Can't nothing's always perfect.
Like I said earlier, if you're in Mayberry, you can always go to Mount Pilot. It's a short drive. You go there. You can maybe there's more folk over in Mount Pilot.
It's just a wrong. You just can't justify it by saying that.
And there's less
stretch.
Chance that they're your cousin.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention that part, too. It's kind of okay to marry your sister if you got to.
All right. Here is, oh, God. This is just the worst. I can't believe, sometimes the words that come out of my mouth, because they're in proper context, I can't believe them.
I know.
Here is Violetta with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Nice to know. Chicago residents, meantime, getting dumped on. Who's dumping garbage where it doesn't belong?
What?
Ben Bradley. I know. That happens next to my mom, by the way. Fathers are all the time. Ben Bradley digs around for answers. WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9.
He'll go through your garbage. And he'll find stuff. Ben's the kind of guy that'll find stuff, and then he'll assign a dirty meaning to it.
Yeah. Hold it above your head for the rest of your life.
Exactly. What's this banana for? I ate it. I don't know. All right.
Number three.
Hey, the Beach Boys' Mike Love was in New York City this week promoting his new solo album, Unleash the Love.
Unleash the love and do it with dedication. Unleash the love and set it.
It's kind of a cool, it's a cool song.
Actually. Sounds like it.
So he's heading back to Lake Tahoe, where he lives now. Celebrate Thanksgiving, and he says the biggest part of the holiday celebration at his family, this would be really cool to be at Mike Love's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it would. I wonder if he sings.
Yes. Is all about the music?
We have the grand piano and the harp in the living room, and we play Christmas time music and all that, which is how we started. We started with family gatherings due to the fact that my mom was incredibly into music of all kinds. Anyway, so yeah, it'll be all about family. And I wish everybody, you know, a happy Thanksgiving.
Aw, that's
very cool.
Nice.
That's nice. Thanks, Mike.
See, now there's a really there's a nice thought right there in the top five, right?
Number
finally.
Two.
Not so much of a nice thought here. All right, so you got let's take ourselves out to Montana.
Okay.
Mike Stevenson is a reporter on a TV station out there. He's getting married next week. So very to nice. Break the ice in an interview with Washington State head football coach Mike Leach. He decided to ask the coach, hey, you know, do you have any advice for a young guy about to get married? And
I'm just telling you, when it comes to marriages, the women lose their mind. Your fiance is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which, of course, my answer was, I don't care. And then what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care.
Oh, this poor guy.
Oh, wait.
Get his head filled with all that. He doesn't need that.
But it's totally true.
Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. Yeah, but see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. What color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true.
Probably is a pretty common story, isn't it?
What do you want for dessert? I was thinking of strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Yeah, strawberry shortcake would be good. Well, what about the blueberry pie? Well, I like the blueberry pie. We could have the blueberry pie. Well, I thought you said you wanted the strawberry shortcake. And it's just going to go back and forth. There's no answer you can give that is going to be satisfactory or correct. And if you successfully please a few of them, the others will still be, oh, well, I just don't feel like he's that interested. Yeah, okay, so you need to work late.
It's kind of true.
In the end, you'll wish you eloped, but nevertheless, you need to find excuses that they'll buy to be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can. And but take comfort in knowing that once the ceremony's over, that you know, life will get progressively better from there, even though there's some adjustment.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's hopeful. This poor Mike guy, he's going to be like, I think he just broke up the marriage before it happened.
Yes.
I mean, if he's not going to bed thinking twice.
Yeah. It turns out he's completely right about everything he said right there.
I actually know a few people have gone through all of that.
Yeah, yeah, how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of?
David Cassidy came to prominence as a 1970s teen heartthrob. Lead singer of the Partridge Family has died. He was born into the entertainment industry that made him a star.
Doesn't somebody want to be wanted like me, just like me?
His father, famed actor and singer Jack Cassidy. His mother was actress and singer Shirley Jones. Same year, Cassidy moved in with his elder father and Jones, his three and a half brothers. After getting his high school diploma in 1968, his father helped him launch his career as an actor and musician.
Point me in the direction of Albuquerque. I want to go
home. Let me make a correction there. His mom is Evelyn Ward, actually.
Oh, yeah. Right.
An actress, Evelyn Ward. And then his dad married Shirley Jones, who was his mom on TV.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yes. So let me make that correction right there.
Oh.
That's an
so
important
one. So that was
one.
His mom. It was his stepmom. It was his
stepmom.
Mom on TV.
Correct.
TV
yes.
Mom and stepmom.
Let me make that perfectly clear. In 1970, Cassidy began playing the role of Keith Partridge on The Partridge Family. His stepmom, of course, playing his own mother, who played a widow of five with five kids, right? Mm-hmm. That was the whole point of that.
Yeah.
The series, which ran on ABC for 4 years, very, very popular. Also had a very great, still has a great run in syndication.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
David Cassidy was 67.
The top five at five.